Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. In 3 days is Mother's Day, and I was thinking that some of us don't really know the history about it. So I wanted to put a little bit of information in this show to teach you more about where Mother's Day originated from, what's going on, why it's so important. And let me preface, we should not need a Mother's Day because mothers should be appreciated and loved every day. However, sometimes a special day just to honor them is important. So a little bit about the history. The celebration of mothers and motherhood can be traced back actually to the ancient Greeks and Romans who held festivals in honor of the mother goddesses Rhea and Cybele. Then on May 1, 1864 through November 24th, 1948, was a woman named Anna Marie Jarvis. She lived during that period of time. And she was actually the founder of the Mother's Day holiday in the United States. On May 10th, 1908, at the St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, she honored her mother publicly for the first time, and that's how it came about. Then, believe it or not, our own President Woodrow Wilson issued a presidential proclamation that officially established the first national Mother's Day holiday to celebrate America's mothers on the fourth Sunday of Lent, or in that case, May 9th, 1914. So that's actually when it officially became Mother's Day, on the fourth Sunday of Lent. And it was actually started on May 9th in 1914. That is that's 104 years ago. Pretty awesome. Well, there are some other things that are traditional for Mother's Day before I go into why it's so important to honor them. The most traditional Mother's Day flower symbol is the carnation. Pink carnations represent gratitude and love, while red carnations signify admiration. White carnations are traditional flowers to give or wear in remembrance of a mother who is no longer living. Well, going back even further than 1914, even in the Bible, in Exodus 20, verse 12, it says, honor your father and mother. And then it goes on and on. I just wanted to stress those few words. So, according to my thing that I personally feel as a mother, as having had two moms, actually had and have, my first biological mom passed when I was 10 months old, and I've been blessed with a bonus mom who's going to be 88 next month. And so just by realizing that, I would say mothers should be honored because they conceived you, they gave birth, loved, raised, taught, praised, healed, consoled, encouraged you, and much, much more. To be a mother is actually a 24/7 job, duty, calling. It's actually more than a job because job stands for just over broke. And a calling is something that we do whether we get paid financially or otherwise as a reward by seeing a child thrive and grow and get healthy and happy and smart and educated. our moms take care of us in our mental, physical, and financial needs to make sure we are living a balanced life. I put in actually a poem. There's more than one, but the one by Ann Taylor is the one I like the best. So if you go to collect that poem at https://www.southernliving.com/mothers-day/mothers-day-poems. And then you can scroll around until you find the one by Ann Taylor, which struck me as a very powerful poem. That was really, really awesome. Then I've done some research and I found an article from the UK. It's actually written in the Telegraph in the UK, and the research was done on May 9th, 2018. So it is very, very current. And it says, mothers have 26 morning tasks, study shows. A mother's average morning involves remembering 26 tasks, including school dinner money, brushing their teeth, or the children's teeth, keeping medical appointments. According to a study, mothers spend almost 7 hours a day packing PE kits, ensuring homework is delivered on time, getting their children dressed, etc. 26 tasks on an average mother's to-do list also include organizing drinks and snacks, making breakfast, and remembering important dates such as eye tests, driver's tests, doctor's appointments, PTA meetings, I mean, anything there is to it. Around 85% of the 2,000 moms surveyed said their workload can become too much, with Mondays being the toughest day of the week. 8 in 10 moms admitted to finding it hard to remember everything they need to get done each day, according to eye awareness campaign Jewel Eye, who commissioned the study. More than 70% of moms admitted to doing child-related tasks single-handedly, which led to arguments with their partners. 6 in 10 moms fought with their partners because they felt they were relied on too heavily to remember everything for all the other people. Andy Hepworth, Jewel Eye optician, said, with 26 things to juggle on a daily basis, it's no wonder moms forget important tasks. It's clear that they are the heartbeat of the household and are constantly working to ensure a great home life for their loved ones. 1 in 8 moms said they had forgotten to pick up their child from school and left them waiting at the gates. Others admitted to staying up late to make fancy dress costumes after remembering their child needed one the day before. Studies showed moms manage at least 26 tasks a day while completing at least 12 major jobs, such as doing the school run, organizing meal times, and managing domestic chores. Andy Hepworth added, of course, given the amount they juggle day to day, it can mean important things like booking and attending an eye exam for the children every year can get missed. The Jewel Eye campaign, which launches today, will act as a reminder to moms to make sure they get their children's eyes examined. Busy moms can take the IQ quiz on What's Our IQ, CO UK, to find out how eye savvy they are and locate their nearest optician who will be able to provide advice on how to keep their family's eyes healthy for the long run. Neglecting an eye exam can be dangerous because, as well as checking sight, it can only detect any unnoticed health conditions like diabetes and can give an indication of overall health. Wow, if that is not stressful enough, let's see what else is on the checklist. There are 26 things mentioned for the checklist, and it's called the Busy Mom's Checklist. 1, brushing their teeth. 2, having clean uniforms ready. 3, remembering any doctor, dentist, tuition appointments. 4, getting the kids to school on time. 5, keeping on top of calendar dates, classmates' birthdays, anniversaries, important dates. 6, laundry. Making kids' breakfast is number 7. 8, remember lunch boxes, dinner money. 9, making sure they have a good meal to come home to. 10, making sure the cupboards are stocked. 11, getting the children to bed on time so they are not tired in the morning. 12, making sure they actually eat their breakfast. 13, making sure they take a drink to school. Ironing is number 14. 15, reading homework, preparing kids for tests. 16, if it is raining, making sure they have a raincoat, proper shoes, and maybe an umbrella or a parka or something to cover them so they won't get wet. 17, remembering PE credentials. 18, permission slips. 19, remembering to brush the children's hair. 20, making sure they take their homework to school. 21, putting sunscreen on them before they go to school. 22, make sure they've gone to the toilet before getting in the car. 23, making sure the pets are fed. 24, keep on top of uniform, patch up holes. 25, remembering after-school clubs. 26, keeping on top of daily medication, vitamins, and supplements. And those are just the 26 for the morning. Now, when does a mother's regular day start? She's usually the first one to get up. And then there are those 26 items that I just read. Then there is the driving them to school, if they don't have a school bus, depending on the area where they live. Then go home or run errands while the children are at school, or get their own doctor's appointments in, or get the groceries, or go to the post office, or go to the bank, whatever that needs to be done. Then, if time allows, go home, check up on the pets, if you have any, make sure the house is clean, do the laundry. Quite often they have time to throw everything in the laundry machine and start it, but do they have time to either hang the laundry out to dry or put it in the dryer? I don't know. If not, that continues at night after the children are in bed. So the mom is the first one to get up, the last one to go to bed. Husbands quite often don't understand why their wives are so exhausted. Well, I'm not saying husbands aren't doing anything, because I know from my husband that is far from the truth. He does so much, it's unbelievable, and sometimes I wonder where he gets the energy from. But going back to the moms, they're usually the first ones to get up because they take care of the children. Make sure the knapsacks or backpacks or whatever you want to call them are packed. schoolwork's done and put away in so they can take them to school. They are not going to say, the dog ate my homework. Make sure the children have a bottle of water with them so they have something to drink. Make sure they have their snacks and food with them, or the money to purchase it at school, depending on what the rules and regulations are at the school. So it's just kind of like it goes on. And when everybody is home, the children and the moms in the afternoon, make sure they do their schoolwork. Make sure the PE clothes are washed so they don't stink for the next time they have PE. Make sure everything is done and is in order. Fix dinner. Maybe even have some time for the children. Sit down and play a game with them before or after dinner, depending on when you eat. Then make sure they brush their teeth, they wash their face, they get ready for bed on time so they're relaxed in the morning, they have slept well. When things have not been done during the daytime, the moms have to finish it at night when the children are in bed. Quite often, their husbands who've been tired from a 9-hour day at work, sometimes it's longer, go to bed too. Who stays up? The mom, to lay out the clothes for the next morning, to make sure the husband has an ironed shirt and everything ready for the next day. And it goes on and on and on. So why do I stress all this? I've had the pleasure to experience with my family, a couple of my family members, they thought that they wanted to trade places because the wives got tired of their husbands telling them they're not doing anything, that nothing is ready when they come home and blah, blah, blah. And that's all true. That all happens. I mean, let's be realistic. But so a couple of wives or sisters or sister-in-laws in my case have decided that they want to take their husband's jobs for a day and have the husband take their job for a day, even if it was a weekend. Because if the wife was not a doctor and the husband was, the wife couldn't have taken care of it. But even over the weekend, paperwork has to be done, this and that, whatever. Women quite often can catch on that quite easily. And whatever there is, you know, if the husband does certain things, women can learn to do that. But they're going to have an appreciation for their husband's job. Because quite often a husband does something a wife is not educated or trained to do. So it's actually a great experience when you get to exchange your work for a whole day, have the husband get out of bed for a school day, have the husband fix breakfast for everybody and make sure the children eat and they had a well-balanced meal. Make sure their hair is brushed, their faces are washed, they have their sunscreen on, their teeth are brushed. They went to the bathroom before they go to the car, before he drives them to school and drops them off at the correct school, at the correct drop-off place. I mean, there is so much to it that we sometimes don't even think about. Then for the husbands to go home and take care of all the things and run the errands and make sure that there is enough food and prepare the meal. Well, if a husband doesn't cook, that might be a bit challenging. Ordering pizza or just ordering out is not absolutely the best thing to do. On a one-time deal, that works, but not on a regular basis. And what if there are allergies within the family? One of my sister-in-laws and my brother have a daughter who is highly gluten intolerant. They could not do a pizza night because if their daughter would eat the pizza dough, she'd be violently sick and would have to go to the hospital. Well, they know that from experience because they did order a gluten-free pizza, the place that said they made gluten-free pizza, and somebody messed up and gave her a pizza with gluten, and she ended up so sick for 12 hours, just vomiting nonstop, headaches and feeling really nauseous and bad and poorly. And it was not even beautiful to see that poor little girl in so much pain and cramping. So the responsibility always, and I stress always, is on the parents to make sure that the child gets proper nutrition, allergies or none, no allergies. So then in the evening, when the clothes aren't done and not folded, not pressed, not put away and all that stuff, let the husband do it. Let the wife finish up the husband's job that he needs to finish a job. And so what I'm saying with this is it's not easy to do that. We are all born to do certain things. We all have our own geniuses where we can do things better than our counterpart. And it's good for us to stay with those things in particular. So let's make it easier for one another and appreciate one another. Let's show appreciation in particular this Sunday on Mother's Day here in the USA. It's not anything about money. It's not even really about flowers. It's about actions, about gestures, about helping each other out. Yes, husbands can help wives. Yes, children can help moms. They can help prepare food. Just have the mom hand out the tasks according to age, according to motor skills, according to understanding and all that. You would not want a three-year-old to have to cut up vegetables with a sharp knife. And you would not ask a 12-year-old who could do that to just wash vegetables when a three-year-old could do that and you just supervise to make sure they're clean. So the benefit by helping each other out is actually bringing the entire family closer together with more appreciation for each other's chores. Have the dad help out with homework also. Have the older students help the younger ones with their homework and the parents more the older ones. Make it a family event. Just put some time aside where everybody gets some homework done. The little ones probably can finish theirs because they probably don't have more than 20 minutes to half an hour. The older ones might have up to 2 hours, depending on whether they have to write a report or do a special project or something. If it's done on a regular basis, it can be divided into chunks. It does not all have to be done overnight, 6 to 7 hours. So that's another thing, planning. Who's doing the planning? I think it should be a family event because the students, the children know what's expected of them. They have the syllabus or they know what the teacher said when what is due. So having those things posted on a board in the family room or in the kitchen or where everybody sits to get their homework done is really cool. Have a square for every child for every day and kind of work on that so you can actually cross off or erase what's done. There are so many ways to make things better and easier. And those are the things I would love to stress, because the more organized one is and the more everybody helps everybody else out, the easier it is on the mom, the less stress she is, and help on Sundays to get things ready for Monday, maybe even partly Tuesday, and get things, as I said, scheduled. Know what's when. Have the doctor's appointments or the meetings or the sports activities and everything listed. Oh, man, I wish I could remember the title of the movie that I watched a month ago or 2 months ago of a real estate agent who had a boy and a girl, and her husband passed away. So she had to juggle her real estate as well as the children and their school and after school and sports activities and the food and everything. So she had a huge, huge board. And then she had to get a sitter because one of the people who came in and helped out did not work out or whatnot. And that sitter played by ear, made things more fun for the kids and had them help more. And long story short, everything got much easier and better and smoother. And not everything was structured to the T anymore, in the sense that if you were not there by the minute, there was not a catastrophe or a disaster. It was just life was happening and everybody was happy, yet everything got accomplished just because there was a little bit of leeway. Not every day needs to be filled minute by minute, but leave some sometimes open for flexibility. So you can go out to an ice cream, or you can go to take a swim, or you can do something, but everything that has to be done gets done. So this show was mostly about Mother's Day because it's coming up in 3 days. Let's honor our mothers. Let's honor our fathers too, but this time it's Mother's Day. Next month is Father's Day. Let's appreciate our mothers for everything they do. Remember that their days are not 9 to 5. It starts first thing in the morning and it ends very last thing at night. And are definitely looking out for our mental, physical, and financial health. They budget everything so there's always food on the table. Might not always be as extravagant as we would like it to be, but you're getting fed, and that's the most important thing. So this Sunday, let's show appreciation. Make your own card. Go pick some flowers in the field or something. You don't even have to go spend money and go to the florist if you can't afford it. Do something special. Tell mom, today is my turn to wash the dishes, and somebody else, I'm going to dry them, and somebody, I'm going to put them away. So mom can take it a little bit easy for once. If you have any questions, suggestions, or would like to be on my show, go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and up with me and let me know how I can best help you. Be it weight loss, be it mental health, be it physical health, be it financial health, I'm there for you. Or shoot me a text or a voicemail at 562-335-4956. Make sure you're very clear with your message, your name, and your phone number so I can return your call within 24 to 48 hours. I wish you all a wonderful day and a most wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed Mother's Day. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.